He's describing a southern soldier marching home after a battle, and he doesn't know if his town's still there and if his sweetheart's still alive, and he might be limping. And I thought, well, he's just probably not going to march in time. So that changed how I played. And so I thought, well, I don't have to keep a steady tempo.
Jacqueline Schwab of Chatham on her performance of Dixie for Ken Burns' film The Civil War.
It was a nostalgic version of a piece written during the time of the Civil War, written by a Northerner. It came to be strongly associated with the South, with the romanticism of how where you grew up and your community and your whole sense of place, a sort of very romantic vision of place.
You're listening to the Cape and Islands NPR stations.
And President Lincoln, at the time of the capitulation of the South, asked for it to be played. He said, "Dixie belongs to all of us."